This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 continues to improve. 84 patients were hospitalized with coronavirus today, according to state data. That's even below the number recorded in mid-March of 2020, when the state first recorded pandemic data. Colorado's seven-day positivity rate, its percentage of positive tests, remains stable and low at just above 3%. A new logistics center that retail giant Amazon plans to build in Loveland will be much larger than initially revealed, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The facility will be almost 4 million square feet. BizWest reports that most of the building will be used for storing and handling packages. A traffic study anticipates more than 900 workers will be there for both the day and night shifts. The site is expected to open in 2024. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals are among the nation's most profitable, which makes the state one of the priciest for hospital care. Here's CPR's John Daly.
That's according to a report released Wednesday by Colorado's Health Financing Agency. It found Denver metro area hospitals posted profits of nearly $1.4 billion in 2020. The report also says rural hospitals faced a devastating financial picture without federal economic stimulus funds. According to the state, the higher profits are at least in part due to higher reimbursements for Medicaid patients and expansions in health care coverage, which helped lower the uninsured rate to about 6.5%. Hospitals say reserves and funding helped provide a robust COVID response and save lives. I'm John.